and Getting Better with Ann Beal.
Welcome. It is only 2 weeks and 3 days until Christmas, and we are here helping you get better. So today we have Eric and Susan Vinson with us to actually talk to us about having a healthier Christmas with essential oils. Eric has been a firefighter for over 40 years, and he has done everything having to do with, in my opinion, firefighting, fire chief, fire marshal, fire everything. He's now really immersed himself a lot in helping men see the importance of essential oils for healing and living well. And so his wife, Susan, who has been a building plan reviewer.
Yes.
For many decades. Anyway, not many decades. She's not that old, but she is here as well. And they both do it together. They're a team. And they have so much experience, and they love doTERRA oils. There's a lot of really, in my opinion, other good oils, but I know there's not doTERRA. doTERRA is the best,
right? That's doTERRA is a good oil.
There's a couple others, but really the hard part is really learning about the oils, learning how to use them, learning how to add them to the food when you use them or add them to your house so that you don't have toxins in your house. So our desire for you this Christmas is, with all the wonderful smells and all the wonderful food and snacks and all the scents we put in our house and in our cars to really bring us that fir balsam or that cinnamon clove or all those wonderful Christmas scents, that instead you will do it healthy, because there's a lot of really unhealthy stuff with toxins. And so I'm going to let them teach you all that today. So welcome to the show, guys.
Well, hello. Thanks for having us.
Your seat looks really low.
My seat looks really low?
Yeah, so why don't you
speak
up?
Well, I got in the tall seat.
You're so short. Okay. We got it. She's the shortest of all of us.
I'm short. Sorry.
Okay. So, Susan, you have a real passion about being healthy and using essential oils. I know, even with your whole family and your grandchildren. So you have this passion about children.
Oh, especially the children.
Tell us about that.
I love, when I started using oils, my family thought I had fallen off the deep end. Thought I'd just lost it. But we started using them on the grandbabies one weekend when one of them was there and he was fussy. And so now the grandkids have gotten where they ask their mom, "Mom, where's my oils? I need my concentration oil or my sleep oil, or I need the one that helps me not cough at night." And so they'll go to her to get their oils. And I just think that's awesome. My oldest grandson, doTERRA came out with a new kit for children. And my oldest grandson, I sent it home with him, and my oldest grandson, Lane, says, I said, "Lane, did you use your oils?" He goes, "Yes, Nan." He goes, "I used the Thinker and the Stronger because my brain wasn't thinking, and I needed to help my mama put up the Christmas decorations." He goes, "And they worked awesome. I'm so excited for them."
That's great.
I love the fact that my grandkids will use the oils and ask their mom for them.
I just had to show them the oils on camera.
You
you guys on radio can't see it. They're the cutest things. They came out with the kids' oils.
That's not working for you.
No, I have to switch. So the oils are, for kids, are the cutest thing. They came out with the kids' oils, and they name them really cool.
They have really cool names, like Thinker, Strong, Braver.
Yeah.
Thinker, Strong, Braver, Calm, Strong, Braver. Braver is
relax. I mean, they're just the names for the kids to be able to know.
Right.
So you told me a cute story that he wanted to be stronger, your grandson, so he went and took the Stronger.
Yeah, he took the Stronger so he could be stronger. And, you know, one of them is Braver. And so if you have a child that worries a lot, that's a good one for him, which I have.
Oh, Braver.
A grandson
yes. In the adults, we call it, do they call it courage?
Yeah.
Or,
motivation.
Yes, and passion.
Yeah, so the kids' oils mimic the adult oils, but they're names that the kids can remember and enjoy. And so it's to me, it's an awesome thing. for the kids.
Dr. Slaughter is here with us. Hey, Jim.
Hello, everybody. Good to be here.
We had a little trouble with microphones.
Yeah, but we're I think we have him back, and that's good. And I'm really, really excited about the show today because of our good friends, Eric and Susan. We've known them for a long, long time, and now we do some work together in the health and wellness field. And boy, they are the go-to people when it comes to essential oils. So we're really excited about having you guys. Good seeing you again, Eric, Susan.
Good to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. You bet.
Well, and Jim, you've learned a lot from Eric about essential oils. And I try not to laugh because you had, I don't know, you weren't super excited about the essential oils.
I mean, you know, I'm
until really Eric. So Eric,
I'm sure I'm a kind of a natural born skeptic. Okay,
well,
I have to work
guy.
On things.
And there's nothing
I have
wrong
to build
with
up to it, and I have to have all the scientific stuff behind it, and think it through, and use them, and see that they work and everything. And Eric did put me onto a lot of really, really good products, and then you know the research took me back even millennia before today when essential oils were a very important part of life, you know, for people thousands of years ago. And it's been the same ever since. And so, Eric, you've really helped me to see some current products, and I have used those and really appreciated them. So thanks a lot.
You're very welcome.
Made a believer out of me.
He did. And so part of that, now, Eric, you do presentations for men on essential oils.
Occasionally.
Because targeting firefighters or all these, you know, people that men that maybe balk at essential oils. Tell us about that.
Well, you've got a type A personality pretty much in the fire service, and those guys, they're out there, and they're manly men that, you know, they like to think that they're better and braver and stronger than anybody else on the block.
Well, they are.
And, you know, it takes a lot to convince. Men respond differently to the oils, especially. Us are like Jim. You know, Susan came home and said, hey, we're signed up to be wellness advocates for doTERRA. And I'm going, what?
you said we. I don't think you mean
yeah.
we.
And,
I don't think you mean we.
So I just sort of sat back in the background
in
and watched it all work. And you know, the big deal for me was we have a product called Deep Blue, which is just fantastic product for sore, achy muscles. And we were remodeling the kitchen, and I couldn't even walk the next day. So I slathered a bunch of this stuff on me, and it was like, I can walk again. I can move. I'm not hurting all the time. And it's just gone from that. One of my favorite go-to oils is petigrain, which is an oil that comes from the bitter orange tree. It's the seeds from the bitter orange tree. And those oils are good, and they relax you, they ease your tension. And men generally don't respond well to emotions, I think. I think it's something that has sort of we're closed in that way a lot.
Right. And
so we're going to respond to the scientific. What can it do for me? How does it act? Why does it act this way?
Mm-hmm.
And where the ladies, you know, they'll take a bottle of orange and, oh, man, that's so uplifting. I don't really understand that well. I don't understand the it's uplifting well. That's way cool. It's uplifting,
right.
You know. But if I see a definite change in myself, that's when I start realizing that the oils are effective.
Mm-hmm.
The crazy thing is that we do, as men, appreciate the uplifting qualities. We just push it to the back of our mind. We're not interested in showing those emotions a lot.
Oh, you mean feeling better, like mood-wise. You don't really say, oh, my mood is so much better.
Oh,
you would
my
not
mood
say
is so much better because I use that peppermint and wild orange together, and it's so uplifting. You know, but it does.
That's true. It does.
It's a very subtle thing. I used an analogy, I suppose, the other day when I was doing a video on why men should use oils. And it was like Well, one of the things is, well, I used an oil once and it didn't work. Yeah. And I came back with, I went to the gym once and it didn't work either. I'm still, you know?
So I went to the gym once.
You have to be committed to looking and investigating into it. Mm-hmm. You have to be committed into wanting to make yourself healthier. No one else can make you want to be healthy. You have to be the one.
Well, and people do put a lot of time in to go to the doctor, tell the doctor, pay the doctor copay, even wait an hour in the office, have him tell them, give them a prescription that they don't even know what it is.
Right.
He'll just say, this will work.
Yes. Right.
And then they go and they fill it with a pharmacist they don't even really know. And they give it to them, and they just take it. And either it works or it doesn't.
Correct.
And so when it doesn't work, then they go, it doesn't work, and they go back again.
Yep.
Well, so just take 3 hours. Let's just say all together that's 3 hours. If you just investigated all the natural things that oils do as far as healing,
correct,
they would take away your pain, and make you feel a lot better. Now, we do want to let you know in this first segment that, you know, with all the natural stuff, we're a little limited on what we can say for people. And I know I've said this before. So you notice they won't say cure. They won't say heal.
Oh, no.
I don't even know if they say take all your symptoms away. That's what I say. But they have words that they use. So just know when they're saying, you know, that when they say, when you have blood sugar issues, when you have this issue, when you have this issue, you have breathing issues, they're not going to use words like asthma and diabetes and things like that, because you know, technically with people, you can't, as far as the FDA goes. Now, with animals, you can say it cures, it heals, it takes away everything, asthma, diabetes, whatever. Do that. It's really interesting with essential oils. You can say it heals everything. But so part of it is for you, Eric, I know you have pretty severe back pain at times. And so the oils have helped you tremendously.
Oh,
is that what really, when you start, aside from your wife saying, hey, we're going to do this, but for you, as far as what really convinced you, you talk about Pedigreen a lot, you talk about your pain a lot. Are those the two things that have really sold you?
The Pedigreen and the Deep Blue products were the ones that really sold me. Pedigreen and lavender have similar qualities and are effects on the body, but they, you know, lavender smells like
girls.
Yeah. Okay. Most guys I know don't really want to smell like a girl. They like to, you know, be next to them that smell pretty.
They don't want to smell pretty.
What's interesting to me is the Pedigreen smells to me like a banana pepper.
To me, it smells like dirt.
Yeah. Susan thinks it smells like dirt.
So. I didn't think it smelled like dirt. But it was interesting.
It was
almost like hay or grain.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Like down in the outdoors.
In our meadow.
Yeah, yeah. Earthy
and I'm laying
smell.
With the horses, right?
Yeah.
That grass smell, kind of.
But I've used it, you know, I've driven down South Texas and back in a day, and shoulders start hurting. You know, you get all tense driving. I'll put a couple of drops and rub it on my shoulder. And that pain, it wasn't like, oh, click, it turned off, I don't have that pain anymore. But within about a 5 or 10 minute time period, I didn't realize I had any pain anymore.
Now, is that the Pedigreen or the Deep Blue?
That was the Pedigreen.
Pedigreen, really?
Yeah.
So, because lavender does that also. Oh, really?
Lavender relaxes.
Is
I know it relaxes. Are you telling me you're driving your tight and tense?
Well,
yeah, and so there's so many cool things. Well, as far as Christmas, this is one of the things we really want you to know. Instead of spreading Glade or Febreze or things like that, we really want you to also know some of the things you can do for that. And then with your laundry, just lots of things when we get back. So we'll take a break and pick up with essential oils for Christmas.
Oh, ho, ho,
ho. Ho, 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 ho.
To admit it's getting better.
If you'd like to get better, call Ann right now. 214-810-8255. 214-810-TALK. Now more with Ann Beal on 1160 AM KBDT.
We had so much fun on break. We got out the oils and we're looking at holiday joy and holiday peace and cinnamon and clove and Pedigreen, of course. Bergamot, which is such a calming one. It's an all-over great one for women because it's balancing and calming and grounding and everything, so we're not like emotional. So if you're a guy out there, you might want to get that for your wife. Some people call it bergamot, and there's balance. So anyway,
balance.
We were having fun.
Those two work
back.
Well together.
Yes.
For calming.
Calming. Yes, staying calm.
My my sister swears by balance and bergamot.
Put right there. Yes,
she
swears
by it. She thinks that without those two, she can't do anything.
And Missy, who is a wonderful woman, she was on my show last year. She came up from Houston.
Mason,
yes, and she uses balance and bergamot all the time. She's one that told me about them.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, maybe I need to get that.
I think she calls the bergamot the oil of acceptance.
Yes, the oil
it is
of acceptance.
The oil of acceptance. Yes.
Acceptance of reality.
Reality.
Okay,
or our reality, anyhow.
Right, our reality. We during the break. Eric got a funny text from, is it that your daughter, Patricia?
My daughter, yeah.
I was telling him he needs to tell the story about the grandson, so go ahead.
Well, I'm going to let Susan tell
it. Are you going to let Susan tell it?
Yeah. Okay, so our grandson, Nathan, gets car sick. And when he does, of course, you know what happens. You know, get sick in the car. So they were at the house, and I'd given him some stuff to put on his feet and on his tummy, and he was like, okay, I'll do it. So he let us put it on his feet. He was five, and so he let us put it on his feet, and he let us put it on his tummy, and I handed him the little bottle, and I said, this is yours. You use it anytime your tummy feels upset. He's like, okay. So she put it on his feet, put his socks on him. They got in the car, and so when they called me when he got home. He goes, Nan, I had to use my throw-up stuff. I said, well, did you throw up? He goes, no, I didn't. It works, Nan. I had to use my throw-up stuff. I will keep my throw-up oils with me at all the time so I don't throw up in the car when I come to see you.
Where are you from? I just have to ask, where are you from?
Me?
Yes.
Here?
You're from, I thought you were. Where are you from?
I'm from Texas.
You're from Texas?
I grew up around Abilene.
You're not wearing your cowboy hat. You took it off to be a gentleman coming in.
Yes.
Well, it's a straw hat, and it's wintertime.
It doesn't quite go.
So you shouldn't wear it inside the house, and then it's straw. I'm out of season.
You know,
it's
sort of
like wearing white after.
He wears it as his rain hat when it's raining.
And it is raining.
Umbrella.
So we were in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and we're on 1160 AM KBTT News Talk Sports. And we are enjoying getting ready for Christmas. My husband used that stopping the throw-up medicine last night, the peppermint.
I did. Honestly, that's one thing I've learned, that one of the best ways to stop yourself from being sick is to take a drop of that peppermint oil and put it on your tongue, and I mean it doesn't take long.
I offered him like five different things. He got and then when you worked out this morning, he went like at 4:30. You got back and you felt sick again. I think you're doing an awful lot to get ready for everything. But I offered him I don't know how many things, and finally I said, "How about peppermint oil?" And he goes, "Peppermint oil, yes." And so he took it immediately. It's amazing stuff.
About the time we went to bed last night, Eric said, oh, man, I got to go find the peppermint. I said, why? And he goes, I got a sour stomach. And I was like, okay, well, if you can't find the peppermint, use the Digestin. Either one works.
Digestin.
I used them both.
They're awesome.
You know, I think at this time, with all the holiday stuff, our poor stomachs are being tortured, right? Not only is peppermint great in my mocha that I'm having right now, but it's a wonderful scent in the air, and all of the oils, essential oils from doTERRA, they don't have any toxins in them. They're just squeezed from plants, and it's real high concentrate, and they're wonderful. So during the break, we were showing the video people clove cinnamon mixed together, clove bud. I hadn't seen clove bud. I guess it's the same
as
clove.
Yeah.
And just cinnamon, just so many things. And they also have holiday joy, holiday peace. I mean, there's so many. And so wherever you find them, just really try to make sure they're high grade so there are no toxins in them. There's a lot that you can just spray in the air, but you just want to make sure. So ask if you're buying them somewhere, or you can go to mydoTERRA.com/gettingbetter, and you can make sure to get the really good ones there. So when we get back, we're going to talk more about the toxins not in your food and toxins not in your laundry. We've kind of given you a little bit of a lecture about it being in your house, spraying it. So stay right here. We'll be right back.
It's getting better, a little better, all the time.
you're getting better all the time. Now back to Ann Beal on 1160 AM KBDT.
Welcome back. We have had fun coming up with lots of different recipes for you guys to go, and from carpet cleaners to room sprays to different kind of diffusers to just let you know the things that you can do. You can go to doTERRA.com.
doTERRA.com and look under blog.
Blog.
Product blog.
Oh, product blog.
And then there's a DIY link.
Okay.
And it'll give you
so
all
they can
kinds.
Do that from our website, the yes. mydoTERRA.com
yes,
/getting better. And that
can.
Has all of them there.
Yes.
That's what I thought.
It has.
Because we printed
bunch
them out,
them
and
there.
I'm pretty sure that's where we got them. But
yeah, it was.
A lot of them I've done, and knowing which ones I've done and which I've not done. But definitely the holiday room spray is incredible. For you, what do you guys do with the holiday room spray?
What I've done with it is, especially like, you know, we cleaned the house a couple of days before, mm-hmm. and so people are coming. So I'll just go and use the spray like you would a Febreze or something and just spray around
so
the
So you put
house.
It in a spray bottle?
I put it
do
in a spray
bottle. Do you
use
it pure or do you dilute it at all?
In the spray bottle, I try to use it
you're
pure.
You're going to want to
dilute it.
You've got to have it diluted some. And you need like either a witch hazel or, this is going to sound weird, a drop of vodka.
A drop of vodka.
It keeps the oils from clogging your spray bottle.
I think that's a great idea.
It's a good use for vodka.
I know, right?
I mean, you know, if you don't have the witch hazel and you've got vodka, there you go. Diffusing. You can diffuse these same oils in a diffuser, and you can get a diffuser just about anywhere these days. Diffusing is one of the things that takes place of the candles. Which I
yes.
was a avid candle person, and being married to a firefighter for 40 years, he did not like my candles.
Oh, I bet not.
And yeah. so
not at all.
When
not at all.
I went from candles to diffusing, I came home and found that he'll turn on the diffuser and put the smell good oil or the lemon or frankincense.
Oh,
or,
frankincense is wonderful.
Whatever oils he likes, holiday joy right now. And he'll diffuse them throughout the house, and I'll come in and go, oh, the house smells good. And he's like, yeah, I did the diffusing. Before, he wouldn't light a candle.
Well, not only does it smell good, it also removes toxins from
yes.
the air.
Yes.
So if you have any bacteria, things like that, it's my antimicrobacterial,
yes.
microbial. What is the right word for that, Dr. Slaughter?
Antimicrobial.
antifungal, anti-everything.
Antibacterial, all kinds of stuff
yes.
like that, right?
And so the oils, when you're spraying them, they're actually cleaning there as well.
Yes.
So you have...
There's one called On Guard.
Oh, that one's amazing.
And it's a protective blend, and you can diffuse it for 20 minutes, and it will clear germs, spray it on your bed, you know, flu season. It's great. You can also take it internally. Now, if you're going to take an oil internally, make sure it has a supplemental fact on it.
Go, girl.
Don't take one that doesn't.
Don't.
Please.
So the supplemental fact
is... So what would you
is,
look for, though?
Well, like this is a supplemental fact, and it tells you that this has... On Guard has a protective blend. It has wild orange, clove buds, cinnamon, eucalyptus, rosemary leaf. So oils that... Names that you can read are good.
If you recognize the
name, that's good. If
yes.
it's got some, what was that word you used a while ago, Eric?
Hazmat material.
Hazmat material. You know, if you can't pronounce it, don't put it in your mouth.
Well, and also, well, like
that's a good segue.
Or on
actually.
Your body.
Yes.
Yeah,
because so many of our cleaners, and we've been indoctrinated into this since. Since we were kids, yeah. You pick up a bottle of anything or a can of anything that you use to clean, and you've got benzenes. You've got all these chemical names in there. Well, you can go to a DOT handbook for hazardous materials, and by golly, it's listed there. It's just got a much larger quantity when we're dealing with it out on a fire scene or something. But we still are exposed to this. And we have so many people who are becoming ill from being exposed to different chemicals. And that's one of the big pushes in the fire service right now, is trying to reduce firefighter cancer because of the chemicals that the firefighters are exposed to at the high heat. And so when you're looking at a healthy alternative to cleaning supplies, what is more healthy than a product that God has provided us the natural resources for?
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, you've got the frankincense, the myrrh, all the biblical oils, although they weren't actually oils at that time because they didn't have the distillation process that they could really use back then. They used it in different ways, but...
Yeah, like frankincense was a sap from a tree, right?
Yes,
they just dried
tree.
The sap and then they burned it.
Yes.
They did a lot of incense, and Jim, I know you know a lot about this.
I was just going to say, I suspect that they took those beads, those little beads of frankincense, and the myrrhs gathered about the same way, but I think they would crush that and then combine it with some other kind of like an olive oil or something as a carrier. And we even do that today. And
right.
So
yeah,
they would actually be able
today.
To put frankincense on them, their bodies, and rub it in. Similarly, it's not, like you said, as distilled down as it is today. It's much more refined. But they would have used that as an oil, I think, back in those days.
Yeah, they used it for the antimicrobial, the antibacterial, all those different uses that they used. It was a natural product.
Right.
And
so
if you think about that, when he talked about peppermint for stomach, it's much healthier, much better for you in every way than going and getting, what is it? Oh, the pink stuff.
Pepto-Bismol.
Yeah, it has
Maalox.
A little peppermint in it because it's got pep.
Maalox,
things like that. Those are so bad for you. I mean, they do make you feel better, but they have a lot of side effects.
Yeah.
And so there's toxins in that. If you can't pronounce it when you read it, or if you don't recognize it, you're putting it in your mouth. And so that's why with these, it's so much better. And if you're spraying them into the air, the absorbing through your skin.
Absorbing, yes. And oils
and you're breathing
will absorb
them.
At a much faster rate than medication.
Mm-hmm. So firefighters are much more comfortable with essential oils than candles. I hadn't thought about that.
From the flame point of view.
How about the Christmas trees? How are you guys about Christmas trees?
Oh, you really need to go to Google search on
you
Christmas
can just
trees
tell
on
us.
NFPA.
I know we've seen the pictures, right, of how fast they burn. So you would say, not a fresh Christmas tree that's planted. You would just say a fake tree.
Unfortunately, yes.
Bring the scents inside with the essential oils. Because there's fir balsam, right? It's so wonderful, fir balsam.
Siberian fir.
Siberian fir, and you have a Douglas fir.
We have a Douglas fir.
We may have to take some of those home.
I know, I love them. And so we used to go to Cracker Barrel, and we would buy all those scents, right?
Oh.
And I just didn't realize the stuff that's in them. They smell wonderful.
One of the things I think we really should emphasize here is almost the majority of our oils have a very nice aroma. They have a great smell. But what a lot of people seem to fail to realize is that it goes much more beyond the smell.
Yep.
It, because of the health benefits, the healthy living benefits,
right,
far outweigh the smell sometimes. The smell's just that icing on that cake.
Right. I'm sorry, Brick. Yeah, I was going to say that this, you know, one of the reasons, you know, we're kind of in the Christmas season, talk about the Christmas story, Christ at his birth, actually a little bit later than that, Magi brought him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh.
Yes.
Right.
And those were very, very expensive gifts.
Yes.
And the reason they were is because they had healing properties.
Yes.
And they knew that they would be used for medicinal purposes. Because they were so highly appreciated. You know,
we still do that. We order the frankincense and myrrh sap online.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to get the more expensive ones you do, because we've tried just Amazon some of the cheaper ones, and they don't smell. And you can't smell. I mean, you just can't smell them. But we throw it in the fireplace,
It
makes the whole house, and it's very good for you. We smell
right.
it, and
right.
We use it always for small groups, you know. And
yeah.
at Christmas time, we were asking you guys to come do the 12 essential oils of the Bible. so that everybody can know that. But just so you know, she said you could put vodka in the water with the oil, vodka with oil, or witch hazel. You can just use water.
You
shake
can.
It in the bottle
you can
and spray
use
it.
Water. The witch hazel and the vodka
blend better.
Just because oils and water, as we've learned,
don't mix.
So the witch hazel will help emulsify them so that they spray and it doesn't get your sprayer clogged up.
Yes, and if you're going to put it in your bath, when you're soaking in the bath.
You want to use Epsom salt.
Yeah, Epsom salt. So what I've been shown many times is to actually mix the oil in the Epsom salt ahead of time.
Yes.
So get a cup, because they say 2 cups for your bath of Epsom salt. So you mix the oil like 10 to 12
put
drops.
Put 10 or 12 drops in there and
mix
then
it all up.
Put it in and it'll give you the benefits of the oil plus the Epsom salt creates. Lets it emulsify again.
Yes. So otherwise, the oils just sit on top of the water in the bath, and so it's nowhere near as wonderful.
It's kind of like putting baby, you know, how we used to put baby oil in the bath.
And it's not as safe, because frankincense will soak into the Epsom salt and emulsify. But if you don't and you just put it in your bath, if you're very sensitive to frankincense, it can irritate the skin.
If there's an oil that you're sensitive to, you know, when you try it, always use a carrier oil to tone it down.
What kind of oil would be a carrier oil, for example?
Olive oil.
Coconut oil.
Fractionated coconut oil. Almond oil.
Grapeseed oil.
Grape seed.
You just want really any kind of oil. I mean, you
can
technically use anything.
Yeah, you can.
I wouldn't use a 30 weight.
Don't use that oil for your gasoline.
Don't use the oil for the car, but yeah.
Eric said this morning early to Jim, or was it this morning, that you always need oil, and Jim goes, yeah, my car won't run without it. I'm like, you guys are funny. So you can use 1/4 cup baking soda, 5 to 6 drops of essential oil into a small mason jar, and then blend it. And so you can blend it and, you know.
Yeah, you just. Add whichever oil, your favorite oil, a couple of oils for whatever scent you want.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just, like, put it in a mason jar, put a piece of material, and then screw the cap on and just shake it up. And then when you walk by it, occasionally shake it up, and it will give you that aroma in your house.
But you got to take top
throughout
off.
The day. Yeah, well, if you've got the, don't put the seal on it, just put the.
The cloth.
Oh,
the
that's
cloth you. And the.
I see what you're saying, at the top of the jar.
The top of the jar, but not the seal. And then that way.
You use the cloth to act as a seal.
That's a great idea.
And it also keeps it when you shake it up from spilling out.
That would be a good gift, too, because instead of diffusers, you can buy diffusers.
Yes.
So there are so many great ideas you can do with them. The scents for the holidays.
There's even one on there where you can scent your pine cones.
Hey, right. I love that. That's the greatest gift, right? People love that.
Scented pine cones.
How do you do it?
So you can make your own.
Is that in here?
Yeah, it's in there.
You go ahead and tell about it, and I will find the sheet.
The pine cones, what you do is if you went outside and brought the pine cones in, you've got to dry them. So you want to put them in the oven for like an hour or so and let them dry on a low heat. And then you take them out and you put your scents on them.
Did I find it? Here go. Scented pine cones.
Scented pine cones.
A lot of people will just buy the pine cones, but we love getting them outside.
Yeah, if you buy the pine cones, it says cook
them. Just make sure they're dry.
200 degrees until the pine cones have opened up. Put a drop of oil on each pine cone. And your favorite, cassia, clove, holiday joy, wild orange, Siberian fir, wintergreen. You can mix them, whatever flavors you want. Then you just put them in a decorative bowl and set them around your house. And I did this last year. And they smelled really good. And at the end of the year, I put them in a baggie and put a little bit more oil in there. And this year, they still smell good.
Wow. It is wonderful having those scented pine cones.
It is.
Yeah. And, you know, you can buy those ones that are different colors and you can throw them in the fireplace, but they're not real good for you.
No.
And so you could make your own. And the frankincense sap that you could order, or the myrrh sap, anything like that, then you can throw them and they spark like that too.
Yeah.
But putting the oils on the pine cones is so wonderful. Something that will let it absorb in.
Yes.
They also have lava rock that will...
Yes, lava rock is an excellent source of... Like a little diffuser.
Yes, that's wonderful. Oh, and you have those on.
My bracelets on.
And they're bracelets.
The black ones.
The black one.
Is it lava rock?
Oh,
look at her. She's got her little
diffusers. This is lava rock. And you can smell the oil I put on it this morning.
These are all... products that Missy Crocker sells.
These are products from my friend Missy. Restore
from Missy,
Rocks.
Who's awesome. What's your last name?
To admit, it's getting better. A little better.
And now here's more Getting Better with Ann Beal on 1160 AM KBDT.
Welcome back. I just want to let you know, Discover America's News from a Christian perspective with our friend Kirby Anderson.
Kirby Anderson.
He went to school at our school, and we love him. He has the show Point of View on Monday through Friday from noon until 2, only on 1160 AM KBDT News Talk and Sports.
Yep.
We are excited that Christmas is coming.
Yes,
and, you know, there's
much.
A lot of different shows I could have done, but I decided for Christmas, I've had so many people tell me that they're just not in the Christmas spirit this year. I don't know if it's the weather, I don't know if it's politics, I don't know what it is, but my goal has been to help you get more and more in the Christmas spirit. And there's no better way with Susan and Eric Vinson from Lone Star Essential Oils in Weatherford, Texas.
Yes.
To help us know, because they have friends, and I've met the friends through them, Missy Crocker,
Missy.
We mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Essential oils, she will say they helped her have, she'll say she was infertile and
yes.
couldn't have children, at least she thought she was. And her aunt gave her... Her aunt was like, "You're just an emotional mess. No wonder you
right.
can't have children." And, you know, what a wonderful thing to have a relative say. But
well,
she
you know.
Gave her a whole set of essential oils and said, "Start using these. You will feel better. You will get healthier. And as you get healthier, you will get pregnant." And voila, it happened. But how long after she got those oils, Susan?
She said that she got those oils, and she had always used oils to make candles with.
Candles, so that's right.
She opens
but she
the
didn't
oils,
use them on herself.
No. And she opens the oils, and she smelt oregano. And she said, "I can't make a candle with this." So she decided she might do a little research. Well, she got involved in the oils and quit worrying about having a baby and all of the things that were stressing her out. And I believe she told me, like, within six months,
that's what I thought.
She was pregnant and very excited. And Missy's very passionate about the oils and a great teacher and mentor.
And that show actually is on iHeart. I have shows on iHeart.com under Living Well with Ann Beal and the Essential Oils with Missy Crocker.
Yep.
It's a great story about infertility and
really
becoming
good.
Fertile.
Yeah.
And so really part of that, which Susan said on the break, because we were talking about helping get in the Christmas spirit, Susan said there's really no better way to help your mood. So one of the things, what's the best thing to help your mood?
Well, like we went back to a while ago,
bergamot, balance.
Lavender is awesome.
So a lot of these people who, if we talk about infertility, a lot of people that are infertile tend to be high perfectionists,
mm-hmm.
high performers,
right?
High stress.
And they're stressed.
Yeah, and bringing the stress down with essential oils is really good.
It brings the stress down, and there is actually a whole infertility oil protocol.
Yes, and
that
so
you can find on doTERRA.com.
But if you are not in the mood, and mainly that means you're probably feeling low.
Right.
Okay, and bergamot helps pick up your mood. What do you do for your mood, Eric? Do you ever get down?
Yeah.
What do you do?
Well, I don't kick the dog.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Are you going to tell me Pedigreme?
Like he's going to tell you Pedigreme.
I'm going to tell you Pedigreme.
And he makes soaps. The cool thing about Eric, that's really exciting my husband, which is so funny. Eric will make him men's soaps from essential oils. And you
right.
put Pedigreme in there. What else do you put in there?
I put
bergamot.
I think I like the Pedigreme, the cedarwood, and the bergamot as a mixture because it has. You get the positive effects of the oil, and then you do have a. It's a very diminished odor,
mm-hmm.
but
it's wonderful.
But
I mean, Jim's so pretty.
It's subtle,
I
guess you'd say.
It
it's
smells
a subtle
good. He still
odor.
Smells good at the
and
end
Jim
of the day.
And Jim has the doTERRA soap that I gave him. That
the black one?
Is the black one. Yes, it's mint. I don't know
sounds
why it's
funny,
black,
but, it works. Oh, yeah.
But it's got balance in it.
Yes,
and I got the deodorant.
Oh,
so instead of
it.
Using regular soap, regular shampoo, regular all that stuff, you will more you know me and
right.
everyone I have on, you'll realize that we don't buy over-the-counter medicines. I don't even get prescription medicines at all. We haven't been to the doctor in like 10 years. So there's just things that we don't do. But definitely the soaps for men, this soap that doTERRA has for men, it's balance.
Yeah, I love the way it smells. No doubt about that. The aromas are really, really good. But I really love the feeling that I get when I use it.
So we just wish you to get in the Christmas spirit, get the essential oils going in your home, get the smells going.
Right.
And
you
guys out there, start using it. You will see. And if anything, try it out, especially like cinnamon clove. Petigrain is such an interesting one.
Lavender.
Reach out, find it. And if you want to go to myDoTERRA.com/gettingbetter, then you can start experimenting. They have lots of holiday products to try out as well. And what are you guys going to do for Christmas? You hanging out here?
I know. We're going to go to Houston and spend 8 days with our daughter and grandsons doing kid things at the school this year.
And so they all use the oils.
They all
that.
Use the oils, and we will be using them a lot.
Yes, you will. Be using them to feel better.
Essential oils for a healthier Christmas, right?
Essential oils for a healthier Christmas.
Merry